In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The life of Father Constant Louis Marie Pell, also known as Father Marie Pell, reveals to us the achievements of this great missionary, who already, from the age of 15, had extraordinary manifestations of God, who pointed out the path of holiness with a change of hearts. Jesus gave him his divine heart in exchange for Father Marie Pell's heart. Throughout his life, he had the gift to perform miracles. He bore the stigmata of Jesus and led a life of sacrifice and austerity, which made him different from the priests around him. His prophecies about the end times, not the end of the world, with great punishments for humanity and especially for France, were a source of scandal and ridicule for many, but also a blessing for others, who took their lives seriously and changed the course of their lives. May God find us prepared on the final day of our lives, and may we approach Him, knowing that He is a good and loving Father, who awaits us with open arms to give us the prize of eternal happiness. Father Constant Louis Marie Pell was born on April 26th of the year 1878 in Lantenay, France. At the age of 13, he entered the seminary wishing to be a priest. At the age of 18, in 1892, while cutting bread, his left eye blew out from a thorn, and all his life he suffered from this accident. Many people, to make fun of him, called him the one-eyed man. On January 10th of the year 1901, he received the wounds of Christ during the Eucharistic celebration, but obtained from Jesus the grace that they were not visible. He was ordained as a priest on June 1st of the year 1900. He did not go to fight in the First World War because he was declared unfit. He had to flee from Palestine because he had baptized the daughter of an important Muslim as a Christian, for which he was threatened with death and suffered an attack, from which he miraculously escaped unharmed. From a very young age, he received extraordinary graces from the Lord. When he was 15 years old, he received the grace of the change of hearts. Jesus asked for his heart, and in return, Jesus gave him his. For this reason, throughout his life, he felt a burning fire in his heart, so that he used to ask penitents for their hand and brought it to his heart, as if to indicate that Jesus himself blessed and transmitted his love to them. However, this gesture was misunderstood by some, and they accused him of leading a dishonest life with women and making them fall in love. From the day of his priestly ordination, all masses were celebrated in honor of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, which he had in his chest. If masses were commissioned for him, he used to ask other priests to celebrate them. He preferred not to have mass intentions, to celebrate them all in honor of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. On one occasion, Jesus himself gave him his wounds, so he would live with him the sufferings of his passion. And often, being in prayer, he would remain in ecstasy, even levitating. He would also sometimes be transfixed with a special glow on his face while he was in ecstasy. When he confessed, his feeling of being able to forgive sins was such that his breathing was short, and sometimes he even cried with emotion. A witness tells us that he was waiting to confess when he saw Father Marie Pell running out of the confessional and addressing two people who were leaving the temple. It was an old man with a young woman. He spoke to the young woman and gently led her to the confessional, apologizing to the one that he was confessing, to attend to the young woman. After a long time, she came out happy, and her father did too. And he kept confessing. One day, a priest, one of his spiritual sons, assured that Father Marie Pell confided in him this. "Once, I was confessing, and at the moment of giving absolution, I saw a drop of blood fall on the head of the penitent. Yes, our sins are washed away by the blood of Christ." Shortly after being ordained a priest, he found himself in church one day and confessed from morning until night. When he came out of the confessional, he was completely exhausted, but a new penitent appeared and he confessed him. He went to bed wondering what miracles St. John Vianney, also known as the Cure de Ars, had done to confess so many. Another day in November 1949, he told the seminarians that he knew that a woman was leading a bad life. She was sick, and he spontaneously went to see her at her house. Her husband received him badly. Father Marie Pell came back another day and was able to talk with her husband. At the end of their conversation, the man thanked him for the good he had done him, and from that day on, he behaved like a good Christian and allowed Father Marie Pell to assist his wife until the end of her life. Another priest declared that outside of Lourdes, he had never seen lines of people as long, waiting to confess, as those of Father Marie Pell. When people came out of his confessional, it seemed that they had received a baptism. They came out like new. He was not St. John Vianney or St. Pio of Pietrelcina, but he had a particular grace to make people understand that we are not confessing to a poor and humble minister of Christ, but directly to Jesus Christ himself. A witness declared, "I have a testimony from my own father, who in January 1961 underwent several clinical tests, and the doctors confirmed that he had a slow-growing brain tumor. My mother was very worried, and she asked a friend of Father Marie Pell to ask him to pray for my father. On Tuesday, March 7th of the year 1961, I, at the age of 14 and wishing to be a priest, saw him for the first time. He went to the hospital. My father couldn't speak because he had a tracheostomy. Father Marie Pell began to pray, and after 20 minutes, he blessed my father with a smile and said, 'He will be a glorious dead man for the Lord.' And turning to my mother, he told her, 'Your husband will soon go to heaven, and he will have great joy.' 15 days later, my father died. We suffered for his death, but we had the consolation of knowing that his death was going to be glorious and he was going to be happy in heaven forever." Another witness gave her testimony. "One day, I saw him celebrate Mass in the church in Paris, and after the Gloria, I was amazed, and I am still moved. It was no longer Father Marie Pell's face. It was a luminous face, golden, almost like the sun. And there was so much sweetness and tenderness in that face that I will never be able to forget." Another day, after celebrating Mass, a lady asked him, "Father Marie Pell, have you seen Eucharistic miracles?" And the priest replied, "Yes, I have seen them in my hands." A witness priest stated, "One day, Father Marie Pell assured me that the priest who was his confessor and his spiritual director had appeared to him 10 years ago in 1926. Father Constant Louis Marie Pell had the gift of healing. Many people were healed by God through his intercession. One day, he even healed a little dog that had become attached to Father Marie Pell and the priest to him. The dog was very sick, and the priest took his head in his hands, prayed for him, and he was cured, despite the fact that the veterinarians considered it impossible. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.